The following program is sponsored by Brotherhood Arms.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Brotherhood Arms in Watertown carries all the big names, including Winchester, Remington, Glock, Mossberg, Browning, Beretta, and many other foreign and domestic brands. Stop into Brotherhood Arms, North Highway 20, next to Doug's Anchor Marine, or online at brotherhoodarms.net.
KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and In the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the water and in the air with your hosts, Neil Jensen, Randy Eggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're broadcasting live here from Watertown, South Dakota, KSDR, 1480 AM. We have Randy Grimes at the board. Lynn Jurens here. The other fellas are not going to make it in. One had just a little bit of a close call on a lake last night, so he wanted me to get a quick warning out there that ice conditions in the Watertown area are deteriorating quickly, but there's still 30 inches of ice in most places. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Good morning, Andy Fiolka. Good morning, Chad Olson, Josh Loebs. Anyway, we're going to do something a little bit interesting here this morning. A couple guys that have never been on. We're going to head out to the Green Bay area. We're going to head out to Troy Krause, Walleye Mafia, LLC, and he's going to be live with Rob at the Swamp Donkey Bait Shop. Uh-huh, Swamp Donkey. All right, you guys with us there, Troy?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, Troy, last night I was kind of cruising a little bit through your video, and you were showing everyone what the Swamp Donkey has in his bait and tackle setup. Really, really neat and innovative idea. And I thought, I got to talk to these guys. They have personality. They have ideas. They get after it, and they love to walleye fish. There couldn't be anything better than this, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Troy, tell us a little bit about the Walleye Mafia, and tell us a little bit about Swamp Donkey. What that entails, and who come up with this idea?
Well, first of all, I own the Walleye Mafia LLC. I do a guide service for hard and soft water, mainly on the Green Bay, in the Green Bay area, Winnebago system around here. Mainly target walleye, and in winter we go after the whitefish because there's so many of them out there, you just can't help it. So, but I've been doing it for a couple years now and having a good time with it. And one of the first stop for open water is the Fox River for the walleye spawn run. And a couple years ago, I believe 4 years ago, Rob decided to put a trailer out here right by the launch, because this is the main launch for people to go out on the Fox River. Everybody that uses this launch has to drive right past this trailer. So genius idea to put everything that you need to catch walleye on the Fox River right in front of everybody's face.
So where is that located? Is that at the Metro launch area?
It's actually at the Fox Point boat landing in De Pere.
Okay, in De Pere. All right, gotcha. Describe or have Rob describe what Swamp Donkey means. I've seen this phrase twice now in the last week. My friend from Escanaba served Swamp Donkey and Boone's Farm to his wife for Valentine's Day.
I will. I'll hand the phone over to Rob for that.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Rob. Good morning to you. The question was: I've seen Swamp Donkey mentioned twice this last week, and what does Swamp Donkey mean?
That phrase came up about 7 years ago. We were out on the Wolf River in Wisconsin, and my brother-in-law came up with the name. He had shot a 150-inch buck, and one night he asked if I wanted to track a swamp donkey.
Huh.
And then that turned over to, we were pre-fishing for a tournament, and he caught a I don't know, it was probably like 26 inch or full of spawn, and he yelled it again. He goes, "Hey, look at this swamp donkey." And then I started saying it so much, so they started calling me Swamp Donkey, and that's how I got the name down here.
So you took that right to the portable bait shop. Or tell us a little bit about the bait shop. You know, we can't see it. They can go to Troy Krause's Facebook page and see that video of your setup. It's absolutely innovative and neat, because I've been in Green Bay quite a few times over the years, and there wasn't a real local type of bait shop anymore. That one, I forget what highway that's pretty much done and gone. So you come up with a great idea here. Innovative.
Yeah, you can check it out on Troy's page, or we have the Swamp Donkey Bait and Tackle page. I came up with the idea about 12 or 15 years ago. We'd come up here with my dad all the time, and then I was fortunate enough to move to the area and actually expand on the idea, because, like you said, there's, with the great fishery we have here, world renowned, there's no bait and tackle anywhere close besides the big box stores.
Yes. And you know, love them, hate them, whatever, they don't have custom tackle. They don't have the minnow tank sitting right there. I mean, you really, really, what between the custom jigs, the custom crankbaits, tell us more about what you have in there. The worm bar?
The worm bar, yeah. That's a unique thing about the trailer. 2 years ago, somebody started calling it the hut, so now we call it the Swamp Donkey Hut or the Bait Hut. It gets all sorts of names, but the Worm Bar, that was a guy from Chicago, Illinois. So we kind of just roll with things and let the fishermen, you know, name things and do what they want. But, yeah, we carry all the bee fishing stuff, the paddle tails, moxies, ringworms, their blade baits, echo tails, shiver minnows, ripping wraps. I buy a lot of people down here search for used lures and stuff on the river, so we buy and resell those for not even close to what retail is for them, so everybody's getting a good deal on that. And then the biggest thing that guys like is the hours. We're open at 5 in the morning. You know, your bigger stores are open at 9, 8, 9, 10 in the morning, so it's a convenience, and I get a lot of compliments on, you know, just being here for the fishermen.
Yeah, so you actually have kind of a tackle swap where do you buy those from people and then resell them, or is it kind of like a thrift store?
No, I buy them all outright and then sell them.
Okay.
And along with that, like you mentioned earlier, we get a lot of custom crankbaits, and then got a, I don't know, a 4 foot jig box that's maybe 2 feet wide, and it's full of custom jigs. We try to carry stuff that's different, and that, you know, each year we come up and dream up new colors, so that the guys have something different to pick from.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that white jig with a little blue dot on it and a little shard dot on it. Just a shout out quick to Steve Ide, Jeff Fiechner, Jay Johnson watching this morning here on Facebook Live. So, yeah, customization, the right hours, the right location. You know, there's a lot of people from this part of the country and a lot of people watching our Facebook Live here over the next few days. I cannot wait to come out there and check out your operation. Sounds like you might not just be able to buy tackle there. There might be a little B as in B, S as in S going on there too.
Oh yeah, we got a saying, what happens in the hut stays in the hut. we like to have a good time. The other thing is, if guys are coming from out of state, we're hooked up with all the guides that are out regularly in the area. You know, I can make a phone call and go through about 15 guides, you know, in a very short period of time. So if somebody's looking to, doesn't have the experience, wants to make the trip and make it memorable, you know, they can hop in with somebody over here and not even have to bring a boat or anything.
Yeah, great idea. Absolutely wonderful idea. Or if they bring a boat and they don't know how to use it or they don't know where to go, you might want to hire you might want to stop by and see the Swamp Donkey for a quick
guide for a day or two. Troy Krause is around there with Walleye Mafia LLC. You know, just some guys that understand. They know the terrain. So Troy says he's going to start guiding tomorrow right there in the Fox River. I mean, with this weather forecast, things could be awful fun already.
Yeah, it'll be typically this part of the Fox River is the first fishable water in Wisconsin. And it'll be with the forecast, it'll be a circus just because everybody's got the fever to get out. Granted, we're sitting here talking to you and we got 19 degrees and, you know, there's guys out there in their boats and icebergs floating down, but a couple days of that 50 degree weather and, you know, we're going to have wide open fishing for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Rob. The Swamp Donkey Tackle Shop, portable in a trailer. If you're heading out to that Green Bay area, is located in the De Pere landing area. So, and it is. It's one of the only local, unless you head way up one of those shorelines, you'll find a blade or a tackle shop. But in that Green Bay area, which that's where a lot of people go out of here for the next 2-3 months. 4 months. That's the hot spot, everyone. So thank you for being on. And again, Swamp Donkey. So when people talk about Swamp Donkey over in Wisconsin and northern Michigan, they're talking about deer.
Typically, yeah. I kind of translate it to a big fish as well. But
okay. Sounds good. And so when my friend's serving Swamp Donkey to his wife for Valentine's Day and Boone's Farm wine, it's probably some deer loin or something.
Probably some deer loin or a little bit of B and S going on.
Exactly, B as in B, S as in S.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you a ton for coming on in such a short notice. Take care, Rob.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you, guys.
Tell Troy thanks a ton, too. We'll talk to him another day when things
I'm
get
here.
Livened up out there.
All right. Thanks for having us, guys.
Troy Krause, Walleye Mafia guiding right in there in the Green Bay area. And that game's just starting for the open water, isn't it, Troy?
Yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. I had a hard time putting my boat away last year, and thank God it was only in storage for 2 months.
All righty.
Up Monday, and she's ready to go.
She's ready to go. Taking his uncle out today to do a little bit of pre-fishing for the upcoming guide season. All right, take care, Troy. We'll talk to you down the road. Take care.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right, everyone. Happening in this area, we were just out in the Green Bay area, which is gotten to be if you're looking, so people come up to me and they go, I want to catch the fish of my lifetime. I want a big daddy, a big girl. That is one of the hot spots between Lake Erie and Green Bay and that whole Green Bay area. A lot of big fish are caught out of that area and a lot of people in this part of the country because it's only about a 7.5-8 hour drive out there. Really, that's your closest Great Lakes walleye fishing. Anyway, that's where we've been. Locally, a little bit of a perch bite going on. That's going to start getting better and better with this weather. Second thing, just talked to Neil. He was out last night, and he found with his truck, he found some ice that wasn't probably the best that we would hope for. Actually made him quite nervous. Must have gotten an area where he was drilling ice. He was fine, but not too far away. So anyway, he had a little trouble getting his truck rolling here this morning. So you got me live. You got me alone. We will keep chatting about the local fishing. And we just want to thank our local sponsor here, Brotherhood Arms. And we thank you a ton, Brotherhood Arms, for your bow and arrow and your ammo and your gun needs. Head out to Brotherhood Arms out there on North Highway 20. You know, I was talking to someone this week and the popularity of bow hunting and just competition bow. They're in the basement of the auditorium here in Watertown.
that place is loaded with bow hunters and learning how to bow hunt. And I'm not sure if there's a competitive league going on there, but I'm going to be finding out some more information here in the future, because that popularity of that sport is going crazy all around the country, but especially up here in the upper Midwest. So thank you, Brotherhood Arms. And for everyone, this has been another week of On the Water in the Air on 1480 AM.